Good morning, fellow sower. Today is Thursday, June 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, What Did Jesus Actually Do? We are in our All the Things Everyday Ministry in the Power of the Spirit journey together, and this is a primary question for us. What did Jesus actually do that he invited us to do with him in the now, in our everyday? And our text is from John 21, verse 25. Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. The word of the Lord. Consider this. When I first became a follower of Jesus in high school, I couldn't put the Gospels down. At every turn of every page, there was another miracle, another saying, another story that compelled me to see the world in a new way. My heart was being changed by the life and teaching of Jesus. I began to believe that he commissioned his disciples to do what he did. I found followers of Jesus who believed the same thing and imitated them as they sought to imitate Jesus. In the booklet, Everyone Gets to Play, Why Every Person Can Participate in God's Kingdom, the author writes that Jesus did four things. Jesus welcomed, Jesus healed, Jesus summoned, and Jesus commissioned. And I'll use these categories and some quotes from those sections to help us get a guiding snapshot of all the things that Jesus did and taught. Jesus welcomed everyone with a broad invitation to experience the love of the Father. In other words, he hung out with people, especially with the marginalized. He loved to be with the poor and the outsiders. He liked to be with prostitutes and drinkers, doubters, thieves. These people found in Jesus someone who saw past their flaws to their inner person, the core part that the God whom Jesus called Father had created in his own image. Secondly, Jesus healed those who were sick in body, in mind, and spirit. The majority of his miracles were healing miracles. Again, more quotes that I think are really helpful to us. He brought sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, life to the dead. He made people walk again, speak again, feel again, and he brought spiritual healing. To those oppressed by evil spirits, to those who were manic or depressed, to those whose inner demons had led them to isolation or alienation. Then Jesus summoned men and women to follow him with an act of repentance from their former way of doing life. He welcomed and healed anyone, but he did not invite them to stay in their painful lives. He called them to change. He gave them hope that there was a different way of life available. Jesus was remarkable in his spiritual genius, which could draw people to transformation without him having to exert pressure or power. Jesus then commissioned his disciples to go and make disciples of others. The Gospels are filled with language about how Jesus' ministry, while in some ways utterly unique, was in other ways definitively intended to be imitated. This was not a religion for a singular cultural moment. Rather, it was intended to launch a global movement of the kingdom of God, bringing life and hope to all people. Let me read that again from Everyone Gets to Play. This was not a religion for a singular cultural moment. Rather, it was intended to launch a global movement of the kingdom of God, bringing life and hope to all people. In other words, what Jesus did, he did as an expression of his kingdom vision of the world. And as he proclaimed and demonstrated that kingdom vision at the same time, his followers began to understand that this whole project was going to be furthered by a partnership between him and us. So here's our prayer. Lord Jesus, I am so grateful for the Gospels, where we see real people seeking to be faithful to follow in your footsteps. Teach me to walk in your ways as one of those commissioned to do what you did with you in my world. In the name of Jesus, I pray. All right, here are today's journal prompts. Again, get these down in your journal, documenting all that the Lord is beginning to do in and through us with our kingdom question. May I pray for you? May I pray for you now on our lips? Our kingdom prayer in us, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we are moving forward in this all the things vision that Jesus has for his ecclesia, his people, living in koinonia, in fellowship, carrying as a Christ community his heart into the world. So here's the journal prompt. Write down all the ways you believe that you have been doing what Jesus did and taught since you began following him. Write down all the ways you believe that you've been doing what Jesus did and that you've been teaching what he taught since you began following him. What surprises you in what you write? Really kind of mine your own life. Where have you seen that you've actually been in the game? You've been playing. You haven't been letting spiritual professionals and clergy and others, you know, do it all, that you actually see yourself as an ambassador of the kingdom, an apprentice of Jesus. Write down all those ways that you've already seen yourself doing that. Let's just get some positive reinforcement here that we actually have been growing. You have been growing as a follower of Jesus. And then our activation is this, and this is a fun one. Today is pray for anything that moves day. One of my mentors back in the day, we used to joke about this person that they would pray for anything that moved. And I love that idea. Today is pray for anything that moves day. As you go throughout the day, ask Jesus if there is someone that you can ask, I believe in prayer, may I pray for you? Or I've seen God touch people's lives when I pray for them. May I pray for you? Just ask the Lord for one person that you could pray for today and pray in any way that works for you. But I'd encourage you, faith is spelled R-I-S-K. Take a step forward and pray for someone. All right. So later on, when we talk about prayer, I'm going to continue to share about how we can pray for others in a way that honors them, that dignifies them, that makes them feel safe. But for now, as I've shared before, just stand in front of them or beside them, offer a simple prayer. And then either while you're with them there or when you're apart from them, pray into their situation with gentleness, with humility, with compassion and love. Always love, love, love leading the way. All right. Let's sing. Today we're going to sing a worship song that's pretty well known today, and it's called Holy Forever, and I'd invite you just to worship with me as we prepare to go into the field today together.
And the angels cry, holy. All creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing. sing a song of ages to the land. And all have gone before us, and all will believe. Sing a song of ages to the land. 'Cause your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever.
Let your people sing.
Let your people sing. Holy to the King of Kings. Holy, you will always be. Holy, holy forever. You will always be. Holy, holy forever.
You will always be.
You will always be. Holy, holy forever.
One of the things I love most about entering into worship together is this reality that when we sing, when we worship with lyrics and melodies, songs really are a place we go to meet with God. They're more than just songs. And in that place of meeting with God, we're welcomed into a perception by the Spirit of a reality that's truer than the one we're currently experiencing, than the one we're currently perceiving. And I think that that has something to do with this all the things journey that we're on, that when we worship and when we keep the ground soft in our lives with songs of worship and we fill our cars and our homes with worship music, it actually opens our heart to perceive God's reality, which is truer than the one we might be perceiving through the lens of our fears or our questions or what someone else's feelings are, and all those kinds of experiences that can cloud our awareness of what the Father is doing, what the Holy Spirit is whispering to us as we go to pray for someone or to speak for someone. So I just want to encourage you, continue throughout this whole series to fill your life with the worship music that moves you. Sing it, enter into it, because songs are just melodic prayers. They're sonic sanctuaries that we enter to meet with God. Do it with your community, with your congregation, but also just fill your personal life with songs that orient you to Jesus. I love all kinds of music, but only certain kinds of music orient me to what's true and what's right and what's lovely, so that I can think on those things in the direction of Jesus and the direction of his heart toward me through those songs. So make sure that your life is full of those kinds of worship expressions in your journey. All right, let's get those seeds. We're going out into the world today with our activation. It's Pray for Anything That Moves Day, and I'm going to pray for anything that moves. You pray for anything that moves, and do it in accordance with what you sense the Spirit speaking to you and giving to you for the moment, learning to listen and then pray with humility, with gentleness, with compassion, and spiritual insight. Listen. All right. Seeds are ready. They're in hand. We'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan.